Why is there no peace in Afghanistan? These findings are based on my thorough analysis of the Afghanistan wars that ended with a peace treaty for the last 150 years, which include three Anglo-Afghan wars, the Russo-Afghan war, and the wars fought internally among various Afghan factions since 1989. However, before going into the details of my findings, I would like to give you an opportunity to subscribe to my channel and press the bell button. I upload weekly and talk about peace and development in Afghanistan and in the world. There are two categories of causes that have contributed to the continuation of war in Afghanistan. First, escalating causes. These are the causes that increase or intensify the war in extent, intensity, or magnitude. Many have talked about the escalating causes, and there are many solutions for overcoming these challenges. Since everyone is talking about the escalating causes and all of the governments are working hard in these aspects, therefore, I will briefly mention these causes and move on to the details of the root causes of wars and conflicts, which are highly ignored and never talked about. War escalating causes first belong to social and cultural aspects of the Afghan nation, which include high level of illiteracy, lack of job opportunities, explosive population growth but very low economic growth, strong community and group structure, blood feuds, predatory honor system, informal justice system, religious extremism, and many others. Second, war escalating causes on political level include predatory approaches to governance, spoils system in bureaucracy, broken or corrupt justice system, impunity of warlords, and many others. Third, war escalating causes on economic level include scarcity of natural resources such as water, arable land, agriculture, irrigation, energy and power, and many others. Since all of these problems persist, therefore the peace in Afghanistan is not building from the ground up. If you have stayed so far, I will tell you the most important reasons that why Afghanistan is not at peace. And why is there no peace in Afghanistan? There are two root causes or perpetuating problems in Afghanistan. First, external conflicts are caused by the fear of the Afghan tribal breakup. Internal conflicts are caused because of the incoherent models of the Afghan political leadership. Again, internal conflicts are caused because of the incoherent models of the Afghan political leadership. Let's talk about the causes of external conflicts in details. Besides the constitution, Afghanistan is still governed by tribal laws and numerous ethnic codes. However, the tribalism aspect is very strong and has been very strong in the past. The British and Russian invasions were due to their fear of the Afghan tribal breakup, although they were exaggerated at the time, but nonetheless the invaders' fear was not baseless. We had the tribal breakup examples in the past ever since the creation of the modern Afghanistan. Afghanistan has always been a poor country without internal revenue generation mechanism. Therefore, since its creation, the kings were using expansionism by including more fertile lands, agriculture produce, and professional labor, or at least foreign labor subsidy as economic models, so they can have enough money at the center to run the governments. This is also true with the recent US invasion. As the US attacked Afghanistan due to the Taliban tribal and religious setup, non-conforming to the established modern principles, in that the Taliban were providing sanctuaries to other like-minded people and organizations such as Osama and Al-Qaeda. The US and the ISAF alliance were scared that Afghans and its allies have attacked our civilizations, and if they are not tackled, they will continue disrupting the world peace. This is why they created the World Alliance of 41 plus countries and attacked Afghanistan in order to topple the regime and install another one, which can at the minimum guarantee that the other world is not attacked from Afghanistan again, and Afghanistan never become a safe haven for terrorists. In this case, as seen, the external invaders only want an agreement with the Afghanistan ruling government, not to threat their international and national interest and not to create a headache for them. In short, the external invaders don't bother with internal political dynamism. This phenomena is seen in the case of British, Russian, and US peace agreements. They sign an agreement and then walk away caring less about the internal affairs of the country. Now let's talk about the causes of internal conflicts. The internal conflicts were caused due to the moral contradiction in the Afghan polity, or in other words, due to the moral fault lines in the Afghan political community. The political community of Afghanistan has struggled to choose the right type of authority through which they can keep the power coherently. Nonetheless, Afghans have never succeeded to bring a coherent political model that can be agreed upon by the entire or the majority of the population. Afghan leaders have tried tribalism, royalism, and Islam, and most recently, the modern state and the unity government against the constitution of the country, one after another. However, the main problem is that the political community could not agree to prioritize one model and adhere to it. Trial of each model and failing in it, and then moving on to another model and failing in it, has created a vicious circle of state failure in the country, which is the root cause for all of the internal conflicts in Afghanistan. Finally, Afghans have failed so far to create a coherent model of political leadership, as each leader or government contradicts with the previous political model or the previous political leader, which is still continuing. The Afghan political community still have not agreed on a coherent model for political leadership since the beginning of the modern state of Afghanistan. We have experienced every kind of non-political system in the country. First, empire based on tribalism in tribal confederacy. Second, kingdom, which is royalism. Third, emirate, which is a pure Islamic political model. Fourth, chairmanship and president of revolution council during the communist and socialist regimes. And finally, the republic. However, the constitution is never followed and usually contradicted for political gains, as we can see at the moment. In the past, when any of the leaders was not able to exert his established authority, they would be assassinated, deposed, or forced to resign, contrary to the modern political systems, where there are rules and established principles for everything. Therefore, we still see an unstable Afghan leadership. What should be done? The main solution to correct the moral fault lines in Afghan political community is to convert the current sequence of establishing moral states based on teleological authority, which requires moral authority rather than legal authority, into a modern Weberian state based on modern principles of authority. Or otherwise, if all members of the Afghan political community agree upon something else, but stick to that system and do not change it, unless with the consultation of the majority of the Afghan population. What should be changed? Though it was expected that the international community would create a modern Weberian state after 2001 as part of the modern peace-building efforts, however, the constitution again left loopholes in continuing the momentum of old-style politics. Besides, the modern state dream was faded when the international community again ignored the Afghanistan constitution and proposed yet another unique type of government by John Kerry in 2014 to settle out the Afghan conflict through a national unity government agreement. How should it be changed? Since there are many diverse communities, ethnicities, cultures, tribes, and sects habitating in Afghanistan, they all have different narratives or constructs of authority or for the normative order. The only way for them to come and create a unified set of principles is to run the country or to accept the Weberian state is to understand the problem and solve it. The Weberian state is not yet acknowledged by the political Afghan community, which is a basic model for a modern state, though it can be updated or modified to suit the realities of the countries if necessary. However, at first, its basic model is necessary for a stable country, and it is possible through modern human resource development. To conclude, one of the many solutions lie in educating the entire population of Afghanistan from the cradle to the grave, including all strata of the society, both male and female, young and old. I will have a separate video presentation on how to build peace in Afghanistan. If you have not subscribed yet, please subscribe and also press the bell button so you never miss a video. Until next time, goodbye.